The Bright Side Home Theater Podcast is a spoiler podcast. The opinions and reviews are solely those of the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, here we go. Disney Plus dropped today, and I figured I'd interrupt your regularly scheduled week and bring you a quick review of Mandalorian. Spoiler-free, of course. This isn't so much about the show as it is the presentation. So, going back to, I think it was 2015, watching Daredevil in my theater on Netflix, that was the first time I was really blown away by a streaming service giving me a movie theater feel inside my home theater. I remember going to people I knew, going to my brother and saying, "Have you seen Daredevil yet?" And he's like, "No." And I said, "You have to see it in a good theater." And at that time, it felt like the more people I talked to, everybody was watching Netflix like on their laptops, or if they were streaming it, they were streaming it to their TVs, but nobody was really considering, at least the people I talked to, into sitting down and getting that home theater feel from a Netflix show. And Daredevil season one really drove that home with not so much the picture. The picture was very good. It wasn't in 4K at the time. But the sound was really good. It was a standard, you know, Dolby 5.1. They didn't have Atmos back then. And the way they worked the room with the sound in this show, that it was like everybody I talked to, I'm like, oh, if you haven't seen this in a theater setting, it really should be played at your local theater. The sound on it was that good. It was that impressive. Especially that hallway scene. If anybody has seen Daredevil season one, they know what that hallway scene is. And in a home theater setting, the sounds going from left to right as he fights down that hallway were very impressive. So I was really looking forward to seeing what Disney Plus could do. I was pretty impressed with the presentation so far. It's in 5.1 Dolby Digital. Aspect ratio, though, was actually, I enjoyed it. It was 239:1 aspect ratio, like a movie, like the Star Wars movies. Honestly, I would have preferred the full, you know, 16:9 fill the screen, but it did give it that Star Wars feel, gave it that movie cinema feel. So I can't really knock them for that. Getting into the overall picture, I thought the picture was good. The blacks didn't seem to be as black as they could have been. Especially the interior scenes, a lot of the blacks seem to be a little bit more gray than black, potentially even washing out some of the interior scenes. Some of that I felt was for ambience, like in some of the interiors, maybe it was a little bit for the ambience. The brighter outdoor scenes I thought were better, but yet I felt like the blacks weren't as black as they could have been, which I believe can all be attributed to this is all streaming. So there's going to be some compression here, and we're going to lose some detail and some dynamic range that, quite honestly, I have to imagine is going to look a lot better on a 4K disc, and I will definitely be picking this up on 4K disc. The sound, very much the same as the black levels. It didn't feel like it had the dynamic range that you could get from a disc. It sounded very good. It was crisp. It was clean. Dialogue was great. But I felt that the bass didn't have the punch that you could normally get at reference level. I increased it by 5 decibels. I went to plus 5 decibels. And that helped a little bit, but it still doesn't give you that full dynamic range audio-wise. Again, I think this will be great on a 4K disc. But the sound effects overall, I thought was really good. It had quite a few pans across the front of the screen. and it had a lot of ambient sounds. Going from scene to scene, the ambient sounds really set the tone for where you were, whether you were indoors or outdoors. I thought the score was very well done. I really enjoyed it. Again, I don't want to do any spoilers or anything like that. Pretty much I want everybody to get that on their own. And of course, I'll be talking more about this later, especially over at the Brightside Chat Comic Talk. John and I will be talking about our review, spoiler-free and spoiler-loaded, next Monday. Oh, and one other note on picture. I watched episode one twice. The first time I watched it, I just was at 6 a.m. and I just was excited to get through it and watched it. The second time I watched it, I used my masking for Letterboxd. That seemed to help a little bit with the black levels, because now you're, you know, you don't have the black bars at the top and the bottom. Now the screen was just, you know, it was masked out appropriately for the 2:39:1 ratio. And that really did help with my immersion into the movie. Well, see, there you go, into the show. So that can help, especially in a projector setting. So my overall review of episode one of The Mandalorian, I'd say it's a home run. It's definitely worth sitting down inside your theater, cranking it up, and just get into that Star Wars universe. It really brings it home. There are some limitations with streaming, but this is definitely worth it. And like I said, I can't wait for the 4K version. I mean, we haven't even hit episode 2 yet, and I want to get the 4K disc. So I really enjoyed it, and I'm really looking forward to episode 2 on Friday. All right, that's all I have for a quick overview of picture and sound and presentation. Let me know what you thought on Twitter at BrightsideHT. Please keep it spoiler-free for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. Or if you want to talk spoilers, you can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Or you could also DM me on Twitter as well. But let's keep spoilers to those two places, please. I'll be back in a little bit with my overview of Disney Plus app, its interface, its ease of use, and a couple of reviews of some of the content on there, theater-wise. So check back again, Home Theater Nerds, and I will see you then. Now go push play. Hey, Fred. This has been a Hey Fred production, with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.